TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hello.
I'm recording all these gems, by the way.
Record too. These gems.
I'm recording the sound of me munching down on my breakfast burrito.
You are a fat piece of shit.
I'm a fat piece of shit.
I am jealous, for I have not had breakfast.
You could have went and got breakfast burrito from McDonald's, or maybe you couldn't have, because maybe you're not eating fast food right now.
I was like, nope, it's the first 3 weeks. I fucking hate this stupid resolution.
You know, you could actually make your own breakfast burritos, and that would not technically count as fast food.
I could, if I had the materials or desire to do such things.
Well, you could actually pick one day and make a whole bunch in advance, Tim, and then be done with it and freeze them.
This is unprecedented.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, Noah goes to a tech show. My kid graduates preschool, and Andy finally tells the Chicago story. And when you hear this sound,
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain?
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to... nope.
Hey, will you
not
hear
going
the
that one
this way?
Welcome to TanCast.
Smooth.
I'm Tim, the phlegmy T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the arthritic A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the nervous Nancy in TanCast. I don't know.
How you doing, my fine fatherfuckers? Yeah, you know what? I started to go for it, and I doubted myself halfway through.
Never doubt.
I should have committed.
Just commit. Go in. I'm doing pretty good. Tim?
I'm amazing.
I was watching Deuce Bigelow, and I don't remember when that was made. I do not feel like that is a movie that would fly today. Like, just kind of how they're... Now, I mean, he's sweet to the people, but, like, these caricatures of, like, these different ailments, like being too fat or having Tourette's, which, you know, I've since learned having Tourette's is not you just yell obscenities. It's like you have tics, yep. Which may or not...
Oh, well, then you should just go to, like, somebody and get deticked.
But I'm like,
I've solved Tourette's.
This movie is so kind of un-PC.
Oh, yeah.
The devil, you say.
And I don't know if it's just, like, because society has changed or I have changed. But I was just like, I mean, there are some funny parts, but there are some not, like, the stuff I think I laughed out before, I'm not laughing at now. I'm just like, no, it's not really funny that this lady's really big and she's eating pudding and has chicken breasts in her bra.
Yeah, you're supposed to have human breasts in your bra. Yeah. That's how bras work.
Yeah, that's what they're for. Yeah, it was, I looked it up, it was 99, so not that long ago. But then again, there are about to be adults who also came out in 99.
I came all over your mama's titties.
Yep. Hey, you guys ready to feel old?
No.
Too late.
I think it was XKCD that pointed this out to me, but this presidential election, there will be adults participating and voting who do not remember 9/11 because they were too young. No? Just me?
Okay. Casino Royale came out 10 years ago. That makes me feel old.
Okie dokie.
But they were, like, if you said they were not alive during 9/11, I think I'd be more impressed.
Yeah, well, then, like... They don't remember it. I'm like, yeah, lots of people don't remember it.
Okay, well, fuckheads. There's a whole bunch of people who are about to get their learner's permits that were not alive during 9/11. You're going to be sharing the road with people who weren't alive during 9/11.
Meh.
No?
Meh.
Still nothing?
Nope. I think it's more that kids of people who I graduated high school with are graduating high school this year.
Ooh.
That would make you feel old.
I'm like, now that's oldness.
Yeah, that's, oh, that's goodness.
That's oldness that you read about.
In the books.
The books of oldness.
You know, though, like, my balls haven't started to sag. I'm wondering about that. Like, I apparently have the balls of a much younger man. There was a whole thread on Reddit about people in like their early to mid-30s talking about, like, why are my balls so low all of a sudden? I'm like, my balls started low enough to sit on, but have not descended further.
Great.
I guess my balls started at 30 and are going to stick to 30.
Hey, good job.
Things our listeners didn't want to know for 100, Alex.
You got 30-year-old balls, my friend.
I know. I'm pretty proud of that.
Stop it. Stop being proud of that.
Why?
Set the bar a little higher, it. Buddy.
So, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Mine was good.
Is that sarcasm or did you just decide to say it that way?
Just decided to say it that way.
Okay.
A kid, quote unquote, graduated preschool.
Yeah, I loved that.
Weird.
I mean, it was a cute little ceremony and everything, but it does seem like an odd thing to say. I'm like, really? You just aged out. He didn't. Not like he was like, he passed the test.
Yeah. They were going to hold him back. Like, no, you know what? He's still a little pre. He's not quite school yet, you know?
Even better, he's still going there for another 3 months before he actually goes to kindergarten.
Yep, the same thing happened with mine. It's like, congratulations!
But, like, they taught the kids, like, a big dance routine, so they put on a little show for us. That was nice.
Do you think we celebrate too many, like, chaos milestones that aren't really milestones?
No. I don't think we celebrate too many. I don't think it matters.
I don't know. I wonder, like, it's like, all right, everything's not special. Like, certain things are special. I have to treat everything like it's special.
What does it matter to celebrate it? What does it hurt?
Well, it could hurt in the sense that, like, it gives them the wrong idea.
The idea that what?
Like, that everything they do is fucking special.
And everything needs to be made a big deal of?
Yeah.
Is that kind of what your concern
is?
Yeah.
I mean, not that I have any basis for this. I'm just a hypothetical, curious question.
And you make a good point, but I think Caitlin and I have done a pretty good job of, sort of correcting in the other direction and setting expectations. So, you know, like, when Drew was done with fourth... When
nothing Drew's you do is special.
Yeah. Well, when he was done with the four-year-old preschool thing, and he moved into kindergarten, they had a little ceremony. We're like, yay! And then he moved from kindergarten to first grade, and we're like, yay! And then he moved from first grade to second grade, and we're like, yay! But, you know, other times he'll bring me things like, Daddy, look, I made a card for you. I'm like, who fucking cares? Speaking of which... Hello. Sure. I'm my wife's surrogate hands because of her health issues. So I'm opening a drink for her. Because I'm a good husband, and I open drinks.
You're opening
for
a what for her?
Drink. She's just having a breakfast beer. No big deal.
No, your audio cut out for exactly that word.
I figured, but I was going to take the opportunity to make a bad joke.
You take any opportunity to make a bad joke.
I do indeed. We interviewed some people this week, and I took that opportunity to make some bad jokes.
It's a day ending in Y. I'm taking this opportunity to make a bad joke. And maybe it's just like every generation thinks this, but especially in San Francisco, people just seem very entitled and unaware of everyone else. I don't know if it's because they feel special or what, but...
Or it's the tech industry, so you've got everybody on the autism spectrum all grouped into one place.
I mean,
place.
That could be it, too. It could be just, like, it's a self-selecting group of people who kind of, like, feel, like, you know, maybe it's just a higher concentration of those types of people.
Now, not to pick on people on the autism spectrum, I think, actually, there is a lot of entitlement that goes along with the tech industry.
That's more what I was thinking about.
Young, being told you're a rock star, working hard, getting paid insane amounts of money. I think there's a lot of the same stuff as like what you hear around Wall Street, where, you know, investment people and traders and whatever, you know, coming straight out of Ivy League schools. And it's like,
straight out of Ivy League, crazy motherfucker named Herman
Brock.
Oh, shit.
Yes, Brock.
What about you? What about your neighborhoods? Do you feel like, you know, people are generally nice, considerate?
I live in the South, so it's sort of a shallow form of considerate, which means once you actually get on the road, people are going to be either, like, insanely, infuriatingly genteel, like, let me slam on my brakes to let this one person out, fuck the 50 cars behind me, or it's going to be like, nah, fuck y'all, cutting in and out of traffic, no signal, no space, no anything. But then, you know, like, when you meet somebody face-to-face, it's all, you know, like, you know, Southern manners and, howdy, how are y'all?
Would you like some sweet tea?
Yeah.
Sweet tea.
I would, but I lost the feeling to the sugar.
Which dovetail nicely into how it was my week, where I went to a tech event, and they make like the technology doing seem like the most important thing in the world.
Yep.
What, at a technology event? The devil you say.
I'm just like, this is interesting, but like, nah, I mean, they had some, and I definitely feel like maybe I'm kind of aging out of this. They had some YouTube star that I have no idea who she was. And she talked like a little girl. Like when people get that voice that's kind of stuck in that little, I mean, I don't know if that's her persona or if that's just how she talks, but she definitely.
Is she like a League of Legends star?
I don't know. It says she was a YouTube star.
Yeah. Yeah. I may know who this is.
It might have been something
I couldn't remember. Somebody sent me a link. Adam.
So then why are you interrupting him to say something you don't know what it is?
I don't know her name, but I was saying I may have heard of her. I may have
heard
her talk.
Maybe you've heard there's a YouTube girl with a high voice? Crazy. There must be only one. You guys must be talking about the same one.
Wow.
You're very angry today, Tim. You okay, buddy?
Yeah. I thought you said your week was okay. Holy shit.
No, it was until Andy started being shitty.
Oh, wait. No. Clearly the children are at fault.
Go ahead. Continue interrupting him for something you can't share what you quite remember that you got forwarded once.
Oh, Megan McCarthy. There you go, Andy.
Well, thank you.
If that rings a bell.
I'll try to figure out if that's the same person or not.
Anyway, so she demonstrated this, like, she's like, I'm wearing this cute outfit, but I have no pockets. What am I going to do with this phone? And she, like, slaps it on her wrist and turns into, like, a, you know, bracelet. Which was not that impressive because it was like a prototype that you couldn't even touch. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've seen shit like this before. Come out with something I can buy. I'll be a little more impressed.
We took a snap bracelet and a phone.
And then she had this tablet. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to make a call. And she like folds it in half and like holds it to her head. Again, they had like...
It didn't work. She broke it.
I did see a picture.
She was an idiot.
She picked it the wrong way.
I'm just imagining this like little girl like hulking out. Look, my iPad folds.
I'm hungry, but I don't have any food. She just starts biting her foot. Like, can someone get her off stage, please?
She didn't even get to go on stage. She was just sitting right in front. And just
she's just shelling shit out from the audience.
Basically.
I'm on YouTube. Why won't people listen?
No. Everybody's special. Go ahead. You talk.
Yeah, celebrity is so different than what it used to be for us. Like, I think people knew who she was. I had no idea who she was. And obviously they thought she was important because they invited her. Although she didn't get to go on stage, so maybe not that important, just slightly important.
She wasn't stage worthy.
Ashton Kutcher was there, and he looked like he didn't want to be there. Like, he's just like, I'm just...
Spoiler, he didn't want to be there.
So I knew he was going to be there because they had, like, so he tweeted something that he was going to be there. And they... Lenovo's coming out with this... It was a Lenovo event. They're coming out with this new phone that has, like, shatterproof screen. So they had this guy drop it on the floor, and he's like, look, it's good. He goes, but you know what? I don't know if it's good enough test. So, like, they had this kind of platform or this little, I don't know, it was a platform on part of their stage thing. And so Ashton Kutcher walks out onto, you know, he's maybe like 10, 15 feet in the air, maybe higher, and he drops the phone and then leaves. And I thought, like, and they didn't show up for like a really long time. I was like, was that fucking it? Was that that Ashton Kutcher just came out to do that? They bounced.
But no. That would have been hilarious. Sup. Drops the phone, walks off.
And then he walked away. Some other cool stuff is, like, they, with video, like, if you're watching they did basketball, the Warriors basketball game. You're watching Steph Curry take a shot. You could, like, replay that, but from a different angle. So you can rotate the camera around and, like I want to see this from a different angle. So it's, like, some thing they're doing with Intel. And it was like, oh, man, it's kind of interesting. And the biggest thing is where it's the Moto Z phone and then this new phone that has Project Tango on it, which can like measure distances just based on the camera. It has three cameras, one for movement, one for distance, and one for just a regular RGB camera. What's that Andy laughing about?
The fact that my wife said that should have been called Project Wango.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I got some free stuff. I got some free headphones that didn't work, which you can't get really mad about because you're like, well, they're free, they're broken, but
if they don't work, it's like, here, throw this away for me.
I think I got a mouse that doesn't work. Like, I charged it and I tried to use it just now and it wouldn't really turn on. unless I'm not getting how to use it, I'm like, is this broken too? I'm like, all right, well, whatever. And I got a tablet, and I got one of the phones they announced that are not out yet. When they come out, they're gonna ship me one.
Did you say they're gonna ship you one?
Ship.
They're gonna ship me one.
Oh, okay, yeah, I heard ship me one too, and I was like, okay.
Tim, they got this new 3D printing thing that you stick up your ass. You can shit out phones.
That would be amazing, turning human waste and like repurposing it into actual useful stuff.
Oof.
Take a look at the shit I made.
It would be a hard sell, Andy. To use a spoon, biodegradable spoon made of human feces.
You gotta sit real still, though, because otherwise things wind up skewed.
Well, I mean, if you're making something like a bowl, you have to move around.
Yeah. Well, I just imagine like you're sitting on a platform and it's just sort of like moving you around over the base so that you can print.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Yeah, but if you sneeze, you gotta start over.
And then you announced like infrastructure stuff that was not very exciting. And was it? I think it's the VP of Lenovo. So he's Chinese, which is fine, but he still had a bit of accent, which made it hard for me to understand.
It's fine if you're Chinese.
It's fine.
Noah
it's
says
cool.
It's fine.
It's okay if you're Chinese.
Don't be ashamed of being Chinese anymore. Noah okay says, to, quote, it's, okay to admit it's it. Fine.
I had a hard time. I would say I had a hard time understanding. Maybe regardless of if he was Chinese or not, maybe he just was a shitty talker.
Yeah. On the one hand, it's like, I mean, you know, kudos for being able to express yourself in a completely different language. Not even like, I mean, it's not even like, you know, English to Spanish can be a little tricky, but you still got a lot of words in common because English has picked up a lot of Latin shit. This is like, you know, completely different language families. So, you know, good on him. But if you're trying to communicate information, I still feel like getting somebody who is actually effective in that language is better than somebody who is important to the product. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, and it could have been just me. Like, I did not ask anyone else, like, are you having a hard time understanding what part of what he's saying here? But yeah, especially for like a big event like that, probably want to get someone who is like crisp and clear if you're like, yeah, disseminating a lot of information.
Yeah. Like, I could stumble through something if I practiced in Spanish. I would have somebody else do it for me.
They had, like, some HGTV stars on stage and some guy from Lowe's. It's like, I don't know who you guys are. It just felt so stilted. Like the jokes just felt so, like, I mean, obviously rehearsed. But did not feel like, oh, this is casual and loose and free-flowing. It felt like, yeah, you are reading from a prompter right now. One guy went off prompter. And I was like, yeah, that's interesting. Everyone else is just like, yes, and this is the greatest product ever.
I, too, am enthused.
And I tried virtual reality, which was kind of cool. And still unnerving, even though, like, you logically know, like, oh, I'm not on a platform. I can just walk across this. Like, I was on, they had me stand in one area, and then they had me, then they're like, okay, watch this. And then the floor dropped away, and they wanted me to walk across this little, like, beam that stayed. And at first, my brain was like, no, don't do that. That's dangerous.
You're going to die.
I'm like, no, there's floor there. It's not like there's actually anything there. And then he's like, okay, walk to the middle of the little bridge thing, and now step off. And I was like, oh. And I did it, but I hesitated for a second.
Now, are you walking around in real space while this is happening?
I am. Yeah, they had a thing. They kind of kept a little area clear so you could. I mean, you couldn't move very far, like maybe 5 feet in either direction. But yeah, I was walking around in space.
Still, they could throw like a little ottoman or something and Dick Van Dyke you while you're.
That's actually something they've spent a lot of time working on recently, Tim, for room scale VR. Of like actually
is making people trip like Dick Van Dyke?
no, like like superimposing when you start to get close to a wall or a chair or anything, a person, like if somebody walks in, like superimposing like a ghost version of them into your VR feed.
Ah.
Well, they did do this thing. Well, they had like a wall that was kind of like a digital wall that kind of was how far the area could track. And when I saw it come up in front of me, I stopped. I was like, oh, there's a wall here.
Yeah, that's another trick that they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because, like, I know it's not real, but it still feels real because that's what you're seeing, and, like, it's moving with you. So
yeah, it's amazing how much your brain fills in the gaps for movement just based on your visual inputs.
Exactly. So it was a cool event. I'm glad I went, got some free stuff. You know, interesting to see what they come out with. But again, it's like, I'm not terribly excited about all this. Like, but people were kind of sometimes. One time the guy was like, can I get a clap for that? And they clapped, but I was just like, oh, when you have to ask for it, that's not good.
He's just Jeb Bushing it. Please clap. You make it clap.
Speaking of Jeb Bush, there was an election, at least for Noah and I.
There was.
Guys, I'm sorry, I got to pause. My mechanic is calling me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I thought he was like, guys, I have to pause. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We already voted.
It was going. I have to pause for a second.
Is the mechanic, what's his head's character from Pulp Fiction?
No, that's the wolf.
Okay, but there is a mechanic who's like a fix-all, catch-all character, right?
I think there is.
In some movie, not necessarily Pulp Fiction. Hang on, let's look it up. The Mechanic. Oh, well, there's a movie called The Mechanic starring Jason Statham.
Yeah, and I think he's a fixer in that movie.
Oh, there's also a mechanic movie from 1972, which I am certain does not star Jason Statham.
No, he's been around for a while, Tim. Fixing
Charles
lots of things.
Bronson. One star, a classic.
I don't know if they know what classic means.
Or how stars work.
I give this one star because it's amazing.
And that's how a bill becomes a law. Oh, welcome back, Andy.
Fascinating.
And that's how I made Andy a new brother. What?
Oh. So you took my mom's uterus out of the medical waste and...
yep. Put it in a test tube.
Okay.
Hooked up some...
And he laid penile waste to it.
He lay with it as a man does with a uterus.
Hooked up a car battery to it.
It's alive-ish.
What's going on? Everything okay, Andy?
They're not going to be able to get the part for my AC until Monday morning. So, it is what it is. I wanted to take the car in yesterday, but my wife wasn't feeling well, so, which, you know, is understandable.
Do you have another car?
Yeah, my wife's car works fine, so,
okay.
You know, if we need to run errands this weekend. Like, we weren't planning on going two different places today or tomorrow. And I'll either just steal her car on Monday and leave her and Drew high and dry for a day.
Come on. Steal it.
Yeah. Or else if the work's done super early Monday morning, I may just go into work a little late with a working car.
Oh, how hot is there right now?
It's so hot.
It's hot as balls.
Really?
Hot as balls. Yeah, Thursday was actually really lovely, and it was like the first nice day that we had in quite a while. I think we're on our way to another day in the mid-90s and probably like 60%+ humidity when it gets there.
Sounds unpleasant, Andy.
Yeah, it's currently 90 degrees right now. It's not even noon, and it's gonna go a little higher than that. Oh, nice. The wet bulb, the feels-like temperature is 93, thanks to the humidity.
Time to move, Andy.
This just is what Hotlanta is.
No,
but
you
it
gotta
is
move,
green
buddy.
Here.
Gotta move. Move back to...
Gotta get out.
Move back to Bay Area, man.
Yeah, we're going to go to 94, so it'll probably feel like it's 100.
Get out.
Leave your brother high and dry.
Yeah.
Be like, sorry, motherfucker. I gotta go.
Yeah, the worst part is overnight low... doesn't even get out of the 70s. Like, it gets down to the low 70s, but, like, with all the stickiness, you can't even, like, just open up your windows at night. Like, basically, seal the house up. We're just, like, all going to live in here with the farts for a couple of days.
Yep. Hope they smell good.
Get out.
But I can afford this, Tim. Barely, but
get
I can.
Out.
Oh, nice place. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
The heat is coming from inside the house.
The hot, hot heat.
Whew. Pandages.
I know. Pandages. I can't hear without hearing pandages.
All right.
It's a.
Pandages
I don't know.
On my legs.
I don't know what you're hearing, and
me.
I don't know how that reminds you of pandages.
There's a band called Hot Hot Heat.
They sing a song called Pandages.
It's called bandages.
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 On my legs and my arms from you.
But Andy turned into bandages.
Bandages, bandages.
All right.
Where you been,
you guys,
Tim?
Have problems. Where I been?
Yeah, where you been, man? Like, you don't know about Hot Hot Heat? That was popular, what, in 2000?
Something like that.
No.
I know it was back in California, because Teresa and I used to joke about bandages.
Oh, well, then I was still working at the radio station, and I should have known something about music, but...
You should have.
I chose not to.
You're like,
were they more alternative, or were they a hard rockin' band?
Kind of poppy alternative.
Oh, so that seems like it would be right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, it would have been right up Mix's wheelhouse.
I don't recall ever hearing it.
I don't think I ever heard Hot Hot Heat on... I think they're more like Live 105.
There you go.
Yeah, I think you're right. All these numbers mean nothing to people who are not from the San Jose area.
Too bad.
This show is all inside baseball.
You know what? So few people are listening. It doesn't matter if we alienate them.
This is true.
They might. Oh, we got some listed email, though.
We did?
Yeah.
We
did.
Oh.
So I guess nobody wants to hear about my week.
Oh, yeah. You know, tell us about your week, Andy. Oh, wait. Wait. Before we go
it's
any
Chicago.
Further, tell a stupid story.
So
hang
I
on,
was
let me get a pillow.
You got a pillow?
Okay. I'm good.
You comfy? No, run over and tuck him in.
Let me get my bear.
Oh, okay. Story time bear.
Wait, you're gonna get Andy?
Oh. Maybe. If he plays his cards right.
That'd be awesome if I had a stuffed bear that kind of looked like Andy.
Life size? Oh, that'd be so weird.
No, like a regular teddy bear size, but it looked like Andy.
Just bald, goatee, goofy looking.
Glasses.
That would be hilarious. Oh, we said too much. Now people know what I look like. Curses! So when I was in Chicago, the people that I was meeting with there, they were meeting actually inside the hotel. Like they just had like one of the ballrooms or whatever, and that's where the meeting was that I was there for. We're getting to the end of the day. The main guy who's kind of like running this thing is telling everybody what the plans for the next day were, which don't matter a bit to me. So I was chatting with somebody else in the back because I was flying out the next morning. And some lady like just kind of like walks in and is like looking around. And she doesn't say anything at first, so everybody stops and looks at her. And then finally the main guy's like, can we help you? And she starts to, like, stumble her way through some sort of explanation about how she's there for some real estate thing. He's like, okay, well, that's not this, but there are other meeting rooms like this if you go kind of around the corner out there. So the door closes, and he goes back to talking. Seconds later, a different door into the same room on the same wall. So, like, she stepped away and went, like, 10 feet to her right, which since she had stuck her head in, she could see how big the fucking room was. So she steps less than the width of that room to the side and opens the door and is now looking at the same room from a different angle. And she looks confused, like she thinks this may be the right room now. So the same guy stops. He's like, still not here. You need to go the other way and go around a corner and then down a hall. But don't go through the first door, because that's that door. And he points to the door at the back of our room. He goes, so go past the first door, that door, and then try down that way. And she starts arguing with him. She's like, no, I went to the other door, and there were just people eating. And he goes, no, that was down a different hallway, and that was the restaurant. That's not even, like, near here. So just go 30 feet, go to the end of the wall that you're touching, go right, go down, but don't go in the first door because you'll be right back here again.
Pause. Noah, do you want to take bets of whether she shows up in that other door?
Oof. Is she that dumb?
I'm saying she's showing up in that door.
All right. I'll go with you.
All right.
Oh, it seems so right, but it is wrong. No, she stepped into the room and started arguing about being in the right place.
Wait, she's like, no, this must be the real estate thing.
Yes, she's telling, she's like, no, I'm here for this. And the guy's like, this is not that. Like, he tells her why we're there. Like, he explains everything. He's like, so this has nothing to do with real estate sales. So she didn't go in that door. He, like, basically, like, she's, like, just starts walking through the middle of the room. So he, like, walks up, like, you know, puts a hand on her shoulder and escorts her out through that door and then points down the hallway.
Damn it.
Now, did she come back?
Yes.
Yes, she did.
What did she come back for?
She came back. He's just, it's empty. He's like, there's four rooms.
Why does she think he's the guy to help her?
I don't know.
Like, why did he just direct her to, like you were in the hotel, right?
Yeah.
Why did he just direct her to, like, staff? Or was he staff?
The front desk.
He did. He told her to go to the front desk and check with them. And she argued some more.
Oh, my God.
I hate people.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, no. It was just a complete shit show. But it didn't end there. So the hotel had a happy hour. It was like an open bar and snacks and everything. So everybody that was in our meeting went there to, you know, sort of hang out for a little bit because our dinner reservation, like the meeting let out at like 5:30 or some shit like that. And the dinner reservations weren't until 7. So everyone was just hanging out and, you know, having a cocktail or whatever. The people who weren't driving to the thing had more than two. She shows up at that thing just out of nowhere. Like, I don't think she was staying at the hotel or whatever. She just, like, saw the same people and was like, oh, they're friendly. And, like, latched onto the group of people that I was in. And, like, people kept, like, trying to, like, peel away. Like it was like there was a whole shitload of tables. People would, like, get up and shift to a different table. So she would be at a table with a bunch of people, and then suddenly as people would, like, get up to go get drinks, and then they would go and seat themselves somewhere else, the table would clear out. So she'd get up and go join the new table and sit with them.
Like, tell me about this person. Were they, like, younger, older, middle-aged?
I'd say middle-aged, so older than us, possibly 50?
I'm going to go on a limb and say she wasn't hot, otherwise this story would end with, and then this cool girl came and hung out with us. She was kind of clueless, but damn, she had big titties.
Well, she was, yeah, like, she didn't get more clueful. So the reason that people kept filtering away from her wasn't like, oh, you know, person who is not part of our little in-group trying to mingle with us, because half the people there were salespeople. They'll mingle with anybody. You know, they are always up to talk. It's that the shit coming out of her head was so pants on head stupid that it's like everybody's like, nope, 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 nope. Then somebody gave her his number. And then we went to dinner.
Why? Why'd he do that?
I don't know. So, oh no. He got her number, but then he texted her, so she had his number. Yeah. So we went to dinner. We were there for like 3 hours. So it's like 10 o'clock, and we all come rolling back to the hotel. She was still there. Like, she had, like, staked this hotel out waiting. So one of the guys goes into the bar, and she's in there. She starts hitting on somebody in the bar who's actually not a member of our group. The guy that was a member of our group tells us later that he watched, as she was hitting on this other guy in the bar, she starts getting texts with, like, the room number or whatever of the dude that had given or that had exchanged numbers with her earlier. She went up in the elevator with the guy that she had been trying to pick up and who had been trying to, like wipe her off the whole evening. And I think the dude, like, rode the elevator all the way to the top and then just waited, and then she got off, and then he let the doors close, and he rode it down to his actual floor. So I'm still waiting to hear back from another person who was on the trip with me, because he knows all the good ways to get the gossip from these people, to actually find out if she wound up in the room with the guy. But, yeah, this was like, you hear stories about Class 5 clingers. She may have been class 6.
She invented a new class.
Yes. She was like at the end of Pacific Rim where the whole new, like, giant type of kaiju comes out. Yeah. Except she was the one with the crack.
Maybe she was trying to get information from you guys.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
She's like, I'm like a spy, corporate spy. Oh, shit. That'd be awesome.
Exactly.
And she just played it so well.
And she rips off her mask and it's Tom Cruise.
What a twist.
That would be amazing, except, without giving too much away, nobody in the room was worth stealing information from. Like, nobody was high enough.
No, you don't go after someone who is worth stealing information from. You use someone who isn't, and you use them as an access point.
Right, you get their security. You get
they're the fall guy.
You get their passwords.
You get them to say a bunch of random words.
My voice is my passport.
Verify me.
That's a great reference.
It is. I was Sneakers. About to make the same great Stephen Tobolowsky reference.
Sneakers, everybody. Sneakers.
I really, I haven't watched it in a while, but I remember really liking that movie.
It was a good movie.
My wife really likes it. My wife. Sorry. My wife really likes that movie.
It's a good flick.
And I really like yawning.
Yes, you do.
Yawn it up and yawn it out.
All right. So that was the other Chicago story. It was just all that madness.
That was a good story, Andy.
Thank you.
Much better than the pizza story.
I know. That's why I'm saving it for later.
Yeah.
How about just not
why
do the pizza
the,
story and
why
do that
tell you
story?
The good story first. I'll tell you the shit story.
No, I'm going to tell you the story that's important.
I have a really tiny audience for my good story.
Yeah. Because you know what? I want that audience to be dedicated. I want that audience to have earned their place at the good story.
You got
to
earn my crazy lady story.
Yeah. Yeah. So I got a much shorter one this week. Since my air conditioning was busted, I was rolling with the windows down because it was hot, hot, hot here.
But then wasn't that just blowing hot air
rolling
in your face?
Yeah, but hot
windows.
Air moving is significantly better than hot air just sitting in the car with
fair
me.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah, significantly. It's amazing what a breeze will do, even if the breeze is moist. Yeah. So the problem was I was behind a smoker. And he's not like a normal smoker where it was like, you know, puff, and then like, you know, the cigarette maybe goes out the window so he doesn't sneak up his car, and then, you know, occasionally you'll see like a poof. This guy was, I'm not exaggerating, he was not taking a breath that did not contain cigarette smoke. So it was going, hand goes out the window, flick the ash, exhale, hand comes back in, inhale, hand goes back out the window, flick the ash, exhale, and it was... And I was stuck behind and then beside this guy at two different lights in heavy traffic. It took me forever to finally like wend my way in front of him, and my car just reeked of his cigarette smoke for the next mile. I know about like smoker's cough and everything. This dude was going to develop smoker's elbow. It was insane. I have never seen a more desperate smoker than that.
Nah, I wasn't going to say it. I was going to say it.
What?
I'm saying something about your mom, but nah, it's not worth it.
Smoking pole, yeah. Something like that?
My mom was
smoking cotton.
Gonna smoke that meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Secondhand smoke usually doesn't bother me that much. I can't really get behind you on this one.
It was the fact that it was like he was blowing it, since I was next to him, he was blowing it directly at my car.
I mean, outside it doesn't seem that bad. But I will say, like, going to Vegas, Tim, is fucking terrible for me. Like, I feel physically ill after hanging out in the casino for, like, an extended period of time.
Yeah, I think it's just because everything's also coated in nicotine, so anything you touch starts to get you, like, jittery.
Mostly I just feel like I'm sick, like I'm coming out of the cold or something.
Yeah, me too. We're weak, Noah.
We gotta smoke. We don't smoke.
Neither of your parents smoked?
My mom did for a little bit, but then she quit.
Yeah, my dad smoked pretty much up until the end, so I've been tempered in smoke growing up.
That explains
and
your
that
height.
Reminds me of my dad, so it's nostalgic.
You never smoked, right, Tim?
I mean, I tried it a couple times with varying degrees of unsuccess. I'm like, I don't see how this is a hard habit to kick. It sucks.
I mean, just hanging around people just makes me not want to do it. Like, that smells terrible. You smell terrible. Like,
you live on the cigarette cravings time frame. So, like, oh, it's raining outside. Tough luck for me.
You know what you should never do? Smoke a cigarette through your nostril. That burns.
Did you do that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, not a whole cigarette. I was smart enough to try once and go, well, that was dumb. Wait, smart enough to try once is not a good sentence.
You tried it once,
smart
but were
enough
smart enough
to
not to continue.
Only try once.
Yes. So just smart enough.
Yeah.
Just slightly smart enough.
I was like, hey, has anyone ever tried doing this? No, if they have, they shouldn't.
I would like to remind listeners that Tim is reproduced twice. He's passed all this along.
Hey, and I'll tell my kids, you know what, guys?
Yep.
Don't bother.
Yep.
It's not worth the laugh.
I have never tried a cigarette. I've probably smoked, I don't know, maybe 24 cigars in my life, but I've never tried a cigarette. No desire to either.
Yeah, you're not missing much. I don't know what that cool flavor they're always talking about in those like old-timey commercials. Ooh, the rich flavor of Winston cigarettes. I was like, what? It tastes like ass.
After your first pack, it kills your taste buds.
That's ass flavor, Tim. It's cool.
No, it's not. No.
All your ass detectors
gone. Of course, you drink alcohol, so I don't know why you're worried about flavor either.
Alcohol's delicious.
Tastes like
shit. It's delicious.
Shit.
Alcohol itself doesn't taste great. I mean, it's got that, you know, kind of makes you like shudder if it's raw enough, if it's high enough proof, it's gonna, no matter who you are, make you cringe just a little. But
sure, I like cocktails though, to be fair.
Yeah, I do too.
Which is like, I mean, obviously for Tim it doesn't hide it enough, but
yeah. Well, it's kind of like horseradish. It's got that, you know, like really strong after effect, like, you know, that real, like, you know, kind of open your sinuses and burn them.
Oh, fuck.
But that's kind of part of the experience. It's kind of like that's part of why I like horseradish.
When you put too much horseradish on stuff, it is fucking terrible. It just gets all up in your nose, and you're just like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, moderation.
Just say no to
horseradish. I think one time I thought it was something else, and I slathered it on, and I took a bite, and I was like,
no. Oh, no. Man, speaking of slathering mayo on, fuck Jimmy John's. Like that.
Yeah, Jimmy John's. You've had it too good for too long.
People fucking love Jimmy John's. Like, too many meetings have I had at work. Like, hey, let's cater. We'll get Jimmy John's for everybody. Like, all their sandwiches are so fucking bland. Like, they've got yellow mustard, and they put like a coating, not like a layer, not like a thin spread. It's like there's like more mayonnaise than like meat on their sandwiches. Like, be more fucking bland, Jimmy John's.
So there are no Quiznos is what you're saying?
No, not at all. Like, I know I'm white. I recognize how white I am. I do not like mayonnaise that much.
I don't maybe not so much anymore, but Jack in the Box used to be in fucking love with the mayonnaise too.
Yeah. Yeah. Wendy's and Hardee's too. Or sorry, Carl's Jr. I forget where I am or who I'm talking to.
I know Hardee's.
I'm like, you're right. It's Hardee's where you are, baby. Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right. Good. No, thank you. Thank you for being so accommodating for my weird regional references.
It's all right if you're Chinese and if you say Hardee's.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Tim. Tim has validated me.
And Noah.
My voice is my passport.
I'm super tolerant.
Oh, let's hear an email.
Yeah.
Listener email from listeners. This is the email that the listeners send, and then we read them to you so that you can hear what other people like you have to say about our show.
More like listener email. Our one listener. Sometimes emails.
Just one listener, because that's all we have. So you're listening to this while we read your email back to you. It's like a personal voicemail.
Are you having fun, Tim?
I feel this jingle belabors the point.
I'm doing jingles for this feature for no reason. Because it already has one and it's gonna play right now.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVale! DeVale is here!
TimCast! Listener email!
You're a weird guy, Tim. Weird guy.
Anyway,
my email's slow, so I'm trying to get into it. Here we go.
Oh, my head hurts a little bit from that laugh.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I mean, no, thank you.
It's from Jess.
Jess, exciting. He's Jesse, so Jess. I'm in the singing mood today.
What? Clearly.
Who? It's so fresh. Who sings that song? Do you know, Tim?
That's not Cool in the Gang, is it?
Oh, I think it is Cool in the Gang.
Yeah! I knew a thing.
So Jess, I was going to say his last name, but you don't even know his last name. He says, I'm still Jess here, guys. Been here since Tim was on Netcot. I've gotten married, had a kid, 4 different jobs, 2 houses, a few deaths in the family. Sorry about that. I didn't kill him. And a whole lot of other weird shit happened, but I stayed a loyal listener. You guys are like my favorite underground band that no one else I know has ever heard of or ever probably will hear of. That's okay, though. Hey, he didn't. I had that part.
I feel like that underground band is like one guy on a jug, another guy just slapping his gut, and one guy occasionally making honk noises with his mouth.
Whew. Oh, that was good.
So congrats on 8 years, and thank you for making me feel like I've got three friends I never actually met who make me laugh every week. I've been here until this oral rocket ship crashes into the sun. Viva la Tancast Quumps. Sincerely, Jess, possibly longest listener, Jess. Tancast, possibly longest listener, Jess. Yeah.
That's getting up there. But we've got a couple of friends that were there for episode one.
Haven't they stopped? Yeah.
I know at least one of them is still, well, at least last time I asked, was still listening, or was super polite and told me so.
People ask me, like, especially their friends, I'm like, you know, I'll tell you, but you don't have to listen. Don't feel obligated. Okay.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing.
I beg people to listen.
No, you know, I'm like, you know, you don't have to, you know, it's funny because I get to catch up. Like, I feel like I know what's going on in your guys' lives. I'm like, well, yeah.
Like, I hand out pamphlets.
You're like, I will suck you.
not even just flyers, like trifold pamphlets.
Oh, nice. Glossy print, everything?
Yeah, I had them designed.
Oh, good deal. Good job, sir.
Of course, I just left the Lapslapso text in there, so that might be why we're not getting a lot of return on investment on those.
Okay.
Did I say that right?
Lorem ipsum.
Damn it. What's Lapslapso?
Lapslapso is a type of dog?
Oh, shit. Well,
oh, is that like the fill-in Latin text that people
read?
Yeah,
yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
All right, so pretend I said the accurate funny thing.
Funny, Tim.
Now this is why we don't have listeners.
Tim doesn't know a lassa opso from lorem ipsum. That may be the nerdiest insult ever. Oh, man, I'm going to save that and use it someday. You're so stupid. You
don't know
tell
a lapso apso from a lipsum, or whatever you just said.
Lorem ipsum.
Yeah, it's not sticking.
If you're a listener that stopped listening and is back for whatever reason, let us know why you stopped listening.
This. Everything that just happened. Oh, man. Now my head hurts twice as bad.
And that's how you know you've listened to a Tancast.
Yeah.
My head hurts.
That should be a site tagline.
That means it's working.
Tancast, apply directly to the forehead.
I don't think anything funny happened to me this week. No funny stories. There were some black people at this event, and they were sitting right next to me.
Did they put you guys all up near the front so that when they took the reverse shot, it looked diverse?
We were all sitting like three rows back from the very first row.
Yes.
And you were like,
the first two rows for the important white people.
I don't know how we got, like, I go to some tech event that they have in the city where it's just like, it's a free thing and they show like different tech products. And this guy emailed us about it. And he's like, oh, we get to sit on the floor. We weren't even fucking media. I think media had to sit up like, so it was like in a musical auditorium. So there's like floor seating and then there's like a balcony. And there's like, I think there was a meetup in balcony, and I kept like expecting someone to be like, excuse me, sir, what the fuck are you doing down here? I'm like, oh, I don't know, I'm sorry, I just came in.
Nope. I'm with Tancast.
Tancast.com.
The number one tech site for people who aren't aware of what this site is and what it does.
Number one tech site for people who maybe don't care about tech. Oh, there's a beautiful feather blowing in the wind.
Oh.
Like the paper bag in American Beauty.
Oh, it's been so long.
White's out Noah's window.
Sometimes I'm like, I wonder, like, the whole world is outside my window. And there's some weird shit that happens out in the world sometimes.
That's deep.
Oh. I mean, this is kind of outside my window. Someone, they knock on a door. It's a neighbor from next door. They're giving a package from our roommate, Roberto. They've had the package, I believe, since Thanksgiving last year.
Wow. Well, it's better than having it since Thanksgiving this year. That would raise a lot of questions.
But I'm just like, how? Like, you were right next door? And then at this point, why?
Hey, man, we should really give that package to the guy next door. I'm like, come on, man. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on.
And didn't she say something about, like, oh, we thought it was our roommates, and then we had a house guest, and he opened the package. And I'm like, I didn't ask a lot of questions, but I was like, why the fuck would your house guest open your package? Like,
it was a stapler, and it finally ran out of staples, so they're like, fuck it, give it to the neighbor. It's their problem now. I'm not going to refill it.
Did it come
Was random.
Sure.
Like, Like, at that point, I'd be like, I'm pretty sure they got whatever it was replaced. I don't think people are waiting this long for that. Man, they said they delivered, but I'll wait a little longer.
Man, the post office sucks.
They're so slow. What, did they deliver it by pony?
Like a hobbled pony?
Just a legless pony. It's just got to inchworm its way along.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Oof, that'd be rough.
That would.
I say nay.
Oh,
hey now, Tim.
You're a rock star.
Three jokes.
Oh,
I like, guess that wouldn't work for the pony with no legs.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be more of like a
rolling around.
Yeah, well, I was going for like the one slap of him hitting the ground, and then the other one of his head just landing because he gave up. Does it sound like I'm done with Tancast? Out you go.
Oh, I thought you were talking to us. Guys, doesn't it sound like I'm done with Tancast? Let's wrap this shit up.
Come on. Zip it up and zip it out.
Yeah. So as long as we've gotten...
Guys, what you just heard was my last couple fucks, and I've given them.
Yep.
Now I have no more fucks. This week I hate...
I can't give if giving is
son of a
you.
Bitch. I may be a bit hot this week, Tim. Apparently Skype decided to crank the input volume up while I wasn't looking.
Oh, no.
Why weren't you looking, Andy?
You always got to look at your crank pots.
Yeah. I did before we started, but I just went back. Like I looked down, and over the course of this, apparently it cranked me up.
Crank him up.
Crank him up.
Ooh, I'll crank him up. It's okay. The listeners will be distracted by all my sweet singing.
Yeah. So I went into the site taglines to go add headache. We can make it worse for you. And noticed that we still had the tagline put there 7 years ago, capping off a year of crapping in your ear. So I edited it just now. It's now capping off 8 years of crapping in your ears.
Yay. 8 is great.
It is. Good Lord, fellas.
Wow. Did you ever think we'd be going this long?
No. No, yes. I seriously didn't.
I said, we are going to go until the sun burns out.
I don't think we're going to make it that long. Like, physically, I don't think we're going to make it that long.
Oh, no. I'm burning out the sun.
Oh, okay. Well, how are you doing that, Tim?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I'm using Starkiller Base.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good reference.
I was going to say that I'm using trilithium missiles in order to move the Nexus ribbon closer.
Oh, yes. That would be... A little bit deeper cut.
I don't get that reference at all.
Star Trek Generations.
Star Trek Generations, the death of Captain Kirk.
Yeah, Malcolm McDowell blowing up stars so that he could go back to heaven.
I text you about this, but I don't think I've ever seen that Star Trek with the God thing at the end.
Star Trek with the God thing
at the end. Star Trek 5, the Final Frontier.
Oh, you'd never seen Star Trek 5 until you'd seen it? Well
Derf. Wait, is the search for Spock after that one?
No.
Wait, no.
No, it's way before that one.
Right. You're right.
Spock is 3. That's right after Khan.
Right. Sorry. It was a bunch on. I got confused. Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is this God head thing?
Excuse me. Dick. What does God need with a starship?
Bring the ship. Bring it closer.
So, yeah, that was random. I was like, oh, all right.
So that God. I may drink its milkshake. I drink it up.
Oh, if Daniel Day-Lewis had played Godhead, Star Trek 5 would be a whole different thing.
Yep. Fuck. And if a mentally challenged toddler had directed, also better. Sorry, Bill Shatner.
So it was a good movie? I only caught the tail end.
Oh, no, it's not a good movie.
Okay. No. I was there for maybe the last 20 minutes or so.
No, it is ridiculous start to finish.
It is almost universally regarded as the worst Star Trek movie.
And that includes one with 20 minutes spent flying around the ship outside.
So,
fucking
don't watch it.
Fuck. I mean, if you want a good laugh, watch it. Oh, but you gotta watch the back... Okay, so it starts off with Captain Kirk climbing Yosemite and then falling off and Spock catches him with his rocket boots.
Mm-hmm.
Which you're like, okay, who cares? But then there's an interview on the DVD where they're interviewing Kirk about, like, Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? And it's because he... The climber has a connection with the rock. You grab it with your toe. And, like, it's this big, long interview about it. And somebody remixed it. And hang on.
I've seen that.
I love it.
I have not, and I'm really looking forward to it right now.
Oh, boy. Tim cannot type. He cannot type. His typing sucks. Yes, there it is.
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain.
Why is he climbing a mountain?
Oh, I just love the background music. Boot, 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 boot. Anyway, sorry. The listeners who aren't hearing that also in their, in one speaker while it's playing are like, Tim, shut up. Shut up. Shut your filthy face.
Oh.
Speaking of shutting up, I think we've done all the damage we can do for a week.
Probably.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. Remember, never trust your neighbor to deliver your package in a timely manner.
This week I hate it when the guy next to me at the light thinks that he's the little engine that fucking could.
Not today, moist air.
No, today. Not Monday, hopefully.
Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a
podcast?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast.
I know that we're done, but just wanted to tell you guys. I had Drew convinced this week that Mun was a bad word, and that's why Monday was called Monday, because it's awful, because you gotta go back to school and back to work.
Oh, I thought you just really wanted him to hate Olivia Munn.
No, I went with M-O-N.
We didn't talk about X-Men.
Oh, no, we didn't. Maybe that says all it needs to. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, then hang on. I'm going to say what Noah just said. We forgot about it. It was forgettable. That's exactly what you sound like.
That's your life model android, sir.
Hey everybody, I'm Noah. Listen to my sexy voice.
Don't ask why I suddenly sound like Katharine Hepburn.
Mixed with Morgan Freeman.
The penguins are walking toward their doom and they don't even know what they're doing. That's so sad. Without Noah's half of that, I don't think I'll be able to use much of any of that in the show.
Oh.
Ah, well.